Get ready. It's time. Christina, Catherine, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Catherine.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast. Hey, guys. Hello, people. Welcome back. This is episode 171, if my sources are correct, and they are always correct. JSYK. Anywho, so today we're talking about an experiment that we did together where I call it the no entertainment challenge because it was broader than just not going on social media. Mm-hmm. We did a challenge and we did a YouTube video about this, but this is where we get more in depth with it and we have more of a, shall we say, hindsight is 2020 POV, you know what I mean? Instead of going through it, we've already gone through it and now we can have our thoughts on it. And basically we did a challenge where we didn't scroll on social media. We didn't listen to podcasts. We didn't watch YouTube. We didn't watch TV. We didn't watch movies for a week. And it was earth shattering.
It was.
I almost said ground shattering.
Life changing.
Groundbreaking, earth shattering, life changing. Many different things happened. And we're very excited to get into it and tell you all about our week. But first, we start with our
highs and lows of the week. So we're going to tell you guys the high points and the low points of our week. So let's get into it.
Let's hear it, ladies.
I think Christina's high point is the outfit. Very good.
I love her outfit.
Very
Everyone
cute.
Loves my outfit today.
It's just different. Good. No, it's just different.
Good combo
and
for summer.
By the way, no one ever loves my outfit. I feel like I get complimented like once a year maybe. That's probably my top. So interesting. So who has a higher low? I mean, I don't really strive for that.
I thought you
said
who has a higher high.
I don't strive for it either. So it's fine. I don't really care. Okay, so high or low. I don't care.
I know. I know you care. Don't care. It just
I can go. Okay. I know what mine are. So my low is that earlier this week I just felt kind of like sick. Like I don't think I was actually sick, but I felt really under the weather and just felt like I could, it was just a blob that was blobbing around. So that was very much just kind of, and it kind of messed with my mental health too. Just like, ugh. I can't do anything. I can't go anywhere. I feel like a blob. I feel useless. Just like that feeling of like a rut. But I woke up today feeling so much better, so much more myself. And my high, well, that was definitely high. But my other high was that I made a Chick-fil-A copycat peach milkshake yesterday.
Oh, amen. And how'd you do it?
It's really easy. It's just ice cream, like vanilla ice cream, milk, peaches, but I overblended mine. Don't overblend them or else they become kind of grainy. You need them to be like,
yeah.
You want the chunk.
Yeah. I got insider information from someone who worked at Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
And she said that, anyway, she just said don't blend it too much because it's supposed to be like bigger chunks. So just barely blend it.
Good
tip. And then you just top it with, you put milk in? Did I say that? And then you top it with whipped cream and a cherry.
I love it.
It's very simple. The recipe had like vanilla and sugar and I was like, it's too much. I don't want to do that. Because the peaches were already in like a peach syrup. So I'm like, I just feel like that's too much.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do I need vanilla? I already have vanilla ice cream. So anyway, very delicious. And very fun and summery.
I love that.
It's just a memory.
I don't know. Let's see. My low is that I fell on my walk today. And I scraped up the side of my leg.
How did that happen?
Here's the thing. The ground that I've tread, it is not, shall we say, even terrain. It is rough. It is like the sides of these roads, they're old roads. So they're all like where the grass and the sidewalk is, I kind of walk like, or there's no sidewalk, where the grass and the road meet. It's like very old and very rocky. And I was, you know, pondering, writing on my phone.
Oh.
I'm literally writing on my phone about my mental turmoil. And then I just fly over because like I must have stepped wrong or like a thing and my whole like leg just like went in and I just like fell and scraped the holes out of my leg.
Oh.
But it wasn't that like bad. It was just like super annoying.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that was annoying. I will say.
The worst thing is then you take a shower afterwards and you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
It's just like stings. I hate that.
My high is that I started painting again. I haven't painted for a minute and I found like a new style and I'm obsessed and it's great. So I love it. And I can think of like 20 different paintings I'm going to do with this style. It's really fun. My next one is going to be the Sacred Heart of Jesus in a pop art rendering.
I love that. Cute. Did you like the jellyfish picture I sent you?
I remember liking it, but I don't remember what
it
looks
like. Can I commission
you
to paint that for my bathroom?
I'll see. I'll take a look at it and see if I can.
It's just this really colorful picture of all these different colored jellyfish, and it's so pretty.
Jellyfish don't seem that hard to paint. I think I
could
do
it. I'm like, that'd be cool for a bathroom. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like on the wall, like a mural, or
no, just like just a canvas. Just a canvas.
Oh, I could do that for sure.
Yeah, I'm like, that'd be so cool.
I would love that.
Okay, my high is the kids channel working on. I don't know if you guys know that, but we've maybe been saying it here and there, depending on when you're watching this. But we're making a kids channel right now that I'm just obsessed with, basically. And we just finished 3 songs this week, and it was just so fun. We just had so much fun. I test them all at every stage. Like, I make a little snippet, I test it. I make more, I test it. And by test it, I mean I play it in the car and I look at my children's reactions. I dance with them all around the living room and see what their reactions are. And it is just so, it's like the most fun thing ever.
That sounds really fun.
A huge high. I'm just like so excited that, I don't know, I feel like I shouldn't go on forever, but yeah, I'm just so excited. It's like trying to figure out what the vision is of the songs and then making them into this thing that I've like, that I'm so excited about. Yeah.
And it's cool testing it for kids because they're so honest. Brutally and honest. Unfiltered. Like, I don't want this. It's good or bad based on their reaction.
Yeah. And you have to just like get over it and be like, you can't convince them it's good. If they say it's not good, then just get over it. So that is so, I'm so excited. That was like a huge high of my week testing that out.
It's really good to be able to run focus groups at home.
I know. And it's like I'm playing with them. Yeah. But it's like doubling as work, but I'm playing with them.
Which is so beautiful.
And it's really cool, like, so creating fun. Something that your kids can enjoy. That, like, feels like such a awesome, I don't know, motivation for art.
It is so cool. Like, Barrett sings, like, Mr. Golden Sun. I'm like, I got to make him a version. And then it's like, Baby Shark. I'm like, I told him today, I'm like, Barrett, I'm going to make you the best version of Baby Shark. And then our babysitter got there. He's like, Mama's making me Baby Shark. I was like, yes, I'm going to make you the best version. Okay, so anyway, that's my high. My low is that I'm just like running on like no energy lately. And I don't know why, but I'm pretty sure it's, I think I know why, but I don't know. I think it's all just like a bunch of repressed emotions, mental health, spiritual health, all this stuff. I feel like just catching up with me. Yeah. So anyway, I'm just dead. And I'm pretty sure, but I've been kind of dead since the moment Barrett was born. And I've just been like going in and out of
like, that was a wild moment.
How dead I am. It's like, I'll feel good for a little bit. And then I'm like, so just realizing now I'm like, been those periods of feeling good have been very short. I'm like, oh, I'm feeling like myself again. Then I'm like, wait, but I'm really tired still all the time. So yeah, I'm pretty sure, whatever. I'm blah, blah, blah. I go to my doctor. I get all these tests, blah, blah, blah. And I'm pretty sure my physical health is actually fine. But I think it's mental, emotional
load.
Stuff. And that is creating the physical, the exhaustion. But anyway, I'm working on it right now. I'm doing a whole thing. So I'll check in back in with you guys in a few months and see if it works out the way I think it's going to work out. But anyway, too much information. So next, you.
My high was... Okay, my high was I had a nice little staycation with some of my friends out in the country over the weekend. That was fun. It was like just country vibes.
I forgot that happened.
Which was nice, yeah. My low... I really can't think of a low, TBH.
Okay.
Whoa.
Like, there probably was one, but it wasn't that bad, apparently, because I can't remember.
Wow. Okay. So we're going to get into the main topic.
The main event.
Which is I'm calling it like a phone-free week, because it kind of was, but really it was like only using your phone for texting and calling week.
It was like an entertainment-free
week. Entertainment, social media, phone, but whatever. We're going to get into that, but first, this full episode is only posted on Patreon. It's going to cut off halfway on YouTube like every other episode does. We only post every other full episode on YouTube, and all of the full episodes are on our Patreon, including all the past ones, all of our past bonus content. Like, there's a lot of really good content on Patreon. Like, we've made whole, like, series just for Patreon. On Mondays, we do individual Q&As from your guys' questions on Patreon, so you get to do a Q&A with us every Monday. We do live streams for the patrons only. There's Throwback Thursday content from the old stuff, like Lisa's old Wacky Wednesday content. You guys, it just hits. In 2023, I would say it really hits.
It really hits.
It's some good content, I gotta say. And that's all on Patreon. There's a ton, like, ton of good content on there. I'm just saying. So if you wanna support us, Patreon is a great way to support us. Join. It's linked in the description, patreon.com/simrally. It's only $5 a month, and you get all the episodes. You support the podcast, you support us, and you get tons of content. You get a lot. All right, let's jump in. So I don't know if we said this in the YouTube video. I can't remember, but I'll tell you the origin of how this week happened. So we did this week where, as Amy said, we all only used our phones for calling and texting. And if you had to like Google something real quick, whatever.
And you could post for your for like work. Social media for like work, but.
Which I didn't.
You couldn't like open the app, go on stories, like scroll just for that.
Yeah, there was no like zoning out of life. You were just in life. So we weren't zoning out in like shows, in YouTube, in social media. We were just in life. So just this happened when I was taking a good old bath. And I was just praying to the Lord.
Love the
Lord. As Barrett says, praying to the Lord Jesus.
I love.
And I was just in the bath and I was like, God, what do I need to do here? I got to do something. Mm. I was like, what are we going to do about these problems I'm having? And the message I felt I was receiving, I'm not going to say, and God told me, but I'm going to say the message I felt I was receiving was, get off your phone.
Oh.
And I was like, I need the man himself. Go on my phone. Okay. I need to get into the real world. So I thought about it over the weekend. I think that was like a Friday maybe. Yeah. And then I approached the gals on our Monday meeting as we do weekly. And I said, guys, we should do a video where we don't go on our phones, whatever. And I was like, maybe we just don't go on them like here and there. And Cass like, no, we got to go all out, guys. We got to commit. We got to do it all. And I was like, you know, she's right. She's right.
Yeah, because if you are only not doing social media, then you'll start like listening to like podcasts more or watching TV or something else to like soften the blow.
Well, I was thinking like, oh, let's just limit it to only the evening. But we were like, no, just a full week.
Yeah.
So.
Gotta see if it's possible.
We did it. So now we've laid it out. Let's tell you guys what the heck happened. So there's a whole YouTube video about it. And it's like us making video during in the moment and talking all about it. It's really good. You should definitely go watch that. And now we're doing our thoughts after the fact, reflecting upon it. Mm-hmm. So what was your phone usage like before this challenge? I gotta say, mine is utterly appalling, I have to say.
I would say every minute, every second, every hour of the day.
I feel like I got to the point where I knew I had a problem because I was like, I literally always have to have something on in the background. Mm-hmm. And yes. I wasn't even, I think you said that if you're not even able to listen to music because it's not like enough for your brain. Like I was always listening to a podcast, a YouTube video. Just like, it was like a automatic thing. Like, okay, I'm by myself. I'm doing dishes. I'm putting laundry. I got to put something on. It's just like, it's automatic
habit. You don't get to like be alone with your thoughts at all.
When I realized like this is a real problem, I'll tell you, is when I'm walking from the car into the house to take the children. I'm like, I got to put something
guilty.
Like, what? Wow. So I'm like, oh, wait, let me put this on before I get the kids out of the car seats. Like,
or when you're driving home from the grocery store and it's literally a 4-minute drive and you're like, oh, I got to put something on. What?
And you won't put music on. You're like, no, it can't be music.
That's like a perfect time for a song.
And I stopped. Okay, so that's another thing I realized. I stopped listening to music in the car almost entirely. I stopped listening to music almost entirely when I exercise or go on a walk. No music. I would only listen to podcasts basically that are like really keeping me entertained and interested because music, it just wasn't
too
enough.
Boring.
It didn't give me enough.
And music
topics.
Connects you with your emotions a lot.
Ooh.
And if you're not in that vibe, it's kind of like, especially if you're like repressing a lot, which as we can see, we've been anesthetizing ourselves, then music is honestly kind of scary to listen to because it's like, it gets you more in touch and you're like, ah.
Well, music is like a check-in because you're like, what do I feel like listening to? You have to ask yourself that before you put.
Yeah, what am I feeling?
Like, I want to feel powerful or I want to feel, I'm kind of sad. It literally like makes you think, what's the emotion that you want to like get into?
the answer was always, I want to be distracted. Yeah. So it's like, there's no music that's going to distract me, so I'm not going to listen to that. So yeah. That's my, yeah, my use would be constantly someone's voice in my ear at all times, literally like all times of the day. I mean, like morning to night, I am constantly listening to someone in some podcast talking about something.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I think podcasts, it's very tricky because I know for me, I don't know if you guys have this association, I think of podcasts as a positive, which I don't think they're negative. I mean, this is literally a podcast, but I think it's a tool that like you can a learning use. Tool. But in my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm listening to a podcast.
It's like a book.
I'm learning something, which a lot of times I was like minimalism or like house, I don't know, like house management stuff. That's stuff I'm really interested in lately, decluttering. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is really positive stuff. And a lot of times it does inspire me. And like, I'll listen to a podcast on decluttering and be like, oh, I got to go get stuff and donate it to the like Goodwill or whatever. And mm-hmm. So sometimes it really is positive. But I think it's like because you can always have too much of a good thing if it's like constantly going.
Yeah, I can tell that I am having a time and a half I don't really listen to podcasts that much. Mm-hmm. So if I listen to a podcast, I'm having a time and a half because nothing will distract me. Like I have to like listen to Dateline or something that's like very enthralling. And I'm like, ooh, that ain't right. That ain't right.
Yeah. I feel like for me, it's more like TV and YouTube. Not as many podcasts where I can't see something.
Oh, yes.
Where TV like,
for sure. Oh, wait. Podcasts where I can see them.
Okay.
That's what
How do you go on a walk with that? You're like,
oh, I only listen on the walk. That's the only time I listen. Every other time I'm seeing.
Okay.
Well, I like that you can just put it down when you're like doing like especially like chores. You can just put your phone down and listen to it.
See, I just don't do anything.
I do that with TV.
Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, I don't do the chores. Cancel because I'm busy watching TV.
Oh my god!
I'm like, oh, I can earn watching TV if I do chores while I watch.
Okay. Well, folding laundry and watching TV is just made in heaven. But anyway.
It's so fun. No, I love it.
That's a great match.
Like cleaning my... Okay, I'll clean my room and watch a show because I can do both.
There you go.
But yeah, it's kind of just like in the morning when I'm making breakfast.
Yes.
Gotta put something on. Time to get to work. Gotta have someone jabbering on in the background. Mm-hmm. Oh, I get home. Oh, I'm gonna lay in my bed and watch TV. Oh, I'm cooking. I'm gonna watch TV, like, or YouTube, whatever. But it's very much like watch. And then I'm watching something and then I'm on TikTok at the same time, listening to both things. And it's like, lady,
it's intense.
Come to earth.
Gosh.
But yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so as you can see, if we could do this, probably anyone could do this.
Yeah, we got a real problem.
Honestly, we got real issues.
Even though I was the one that like recommended the extreme version, I was nervous. I was like,
this
is gonna be hard.
The second they said no TV, I was like, absolutely not.
I even like to listen to something when I'm falling asleep.
Yes, I used to do that too.
Because it would help distract me.
Oh, I don't do that.
Yeah.
That's the one I don't do.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I haven't done that. It's too stimulating.
I didn't used to do that. But yeah, I would find something that I didn't mind like zoning out to a little bit.
It has to be more like a podcast type thing, not TV because I can't see what's happening.
It can't be too interesting.
Something where I can just start to fall asleep and then I'm like, okay, now I can close it and just go right to sleep.
That's wild.
So.
Or like, I guess my version of that is watching TikToks until I can't keep my eyes open.
I've done that.
Oh, see, that keeps me awake.
I can't just sleep. Like, I pry myself away and then I go to bed.
When I do that, which is definitely from time to time, I feel like something is very wrong with me.
I agree.
I literally need to distract myself.
Why can't I put this down?
Until I'm about to pass out. I'm like, that's not something that's going on.
I'm like, why can't I put this down?
It feels really bad. It feels really out of control.
It does.
Okay, so going into the week, what was it like the first day?
So I mentioned this in the YouTube video, but this wasn't on purpose, but it just sort of happened. I had a friend coming over in the morning. We talked for like 2.5 hours. And then I had another friend coming over at night and I called someone in the car and talked for like an hour. So I literally was talking to friends like all day. I don't even think I really, which felt good. Like it was good to connect with people and I didn't really, I feel like I probably wouldn't have even been on my phone much that day anyway.
I was very busy the entire week. So I will say that. But the first day especially, I was pretty busy. So I didn't quite feel it as much until it was like time to like go to bed. I was like, oh, I didn't have anything going on that night. So for the first time in a long time, I was like, okay, it's very quiet. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to go for a walk.
My gosh.
I like went for a walk and like did some praying. I read a book. Like it was very like relaxing. It was like this really nice feeling of like, wow, I belong fully to myself. No one can get to me. I can't get to anybody else unless they text or call me. Like, I can just sit and read and go for a walk. And my brain is loving it.
That does sound very peaceful.
I felt a very strong shift from, oh, I don't have enough time, to there's so much time left in the day.
Gosh.
What am I supposed to do for like 6 hours now that I'm home? I'm like, my gosh. Because usually it's like, oh, I don't have time because I need to go lay here and watch TV. But I'm like, what am I going to do until I go to sleep?
Oh my gosh.
So it was very interesting. I'm like, wow, there's so much time in the world.
Not the same as you, but in a similar vein. I was definitely nervous because normally when I wasn't watching or listening to something, I would feel pretty anxious. I'd be like, oh, I need to turn something on. I'd feel anxious that I need to turn something on. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking like, oh, it's probably going to be so like such a bad day. But the first day it wasn't bad. It was actually nice. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I was shocked by was like, there's so much time to think. Not more time to do stuff as a mother of two, but I was like, there's so much time to think. Mm. I can't believe how many minutes in the day I have that I can think about things. Mm-hmm. Which I know that probably sounds kind of dumb, but it's like, there's so much time to think. So that was nice though. I was like, that's really nice. Because it felt like, when am I supposed to process my thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no time in the day to do that.
Yeah.
There is actually a lot of time.
Yeah, because I realized that I was living where I was like, oh, I need to make all of this intentional time to, like, process and do all these things. And I'm never processing enough or whatever. And then I realized, like, oh, life is to be lived processing as you go.
Mm-hmm.
What a concept. It's like if you had what is that? Like when you use fruits and vegetables and you put them in like compost, you know?
Yeah.
So if you just like they're supposed to like compost and you go like use them.
Yeah.
But if you just like toss them all and just like building up and then you never like use the compost.
You're supposed to like spread it on your garden or whatever.
Spread it all about, right? Mm. So you have this like huge pile of compost that just builds and then you're like, all right, it's been a month. Now I need to go outside and do it for like 10 hours. And you're like, I don't want to do that 10-hour day.
That's similar to the laundry. I've realized doing a load a day keeps the laundry at bay.
Okay, so your thoughts.
And it's like, I literally just did emotions. A load today and I was like, there's nothing left for me to wash. Like, this is so weird. But before, when I would let it pile up, I would just walk by the laundry room and be like, oh, I don't want to go in there. It's like so many loads, going to take me all day.
And that's on the way to like your room. So it probably stressed you out every time you walk to your room.
But it's like, if you let things pile up, it's so much more tempting to avoid them because it's so overwhelming to do that much at one time. You weren't meant to do that much.
Yeah. The hard thing about with your thoughts, what we all seem to be doing here is that they're invisible. So you can't look and see just how huge that pile of repressed emotions and like unprocessed events and thoughts. You don't know how, I mean, like all of us have, everyone has it, right? You do, we do. How big is it? Like, what are we looking at? Like, if we looked in my mind and we saw how big it was, how big would it be?
That would be so. It's crazy because you can like scan the brain and look at it and look at the insides or whatever. Not, you know what I mean? But you can't scan the mind. There's nothing that can like take a quick like thing and just project everything that you're repressing or thinking about and stuff. Like, so I think that would be so cool.
That's a really good, first of all, good lesson to remember that I'm going to take moving forward, which is life is meant to be processed every day as we live it. Like, these things happen to you during the day and you get mad, you get hurt, you get scared, whatever. And then you just are like, oh, JK, bye, see ya. And then you just go to the next day. And it's like, that's still in you. So realizing, oh, I had all this time was really interesting. So let's get into was the hardest. What was the hardest like time of day or like time of week or like the hardest part for you?
I know what the hardest part was.
The evening? That was me.
No. It was because I went through, shall we say, emotional turmoil.
During it?
During it. You know, we'll just, I don't know what to, well, whatever.
You were dealing with something.
I was dealing with something that literally happened the second day of the challenge. Shall we call it a severing of a relation? And that is incredibly difficult to, like, you think it's going to be incredibly difficult to face not being able to do anything in the world at all to distract yourself from it.
Did it make you realize what you were, like, what you're coping?
Yes.
Or avoiding? I don't know what you call it.
I was so afraid to, what, like, you would do be to avoid? Alone.
Yeah. Mm.
And, like, because I was, like, I can't do anything to, like, get out of my head. So for the first, like, little bit, I was trying to, like, do things and hang out with friends and all these different things. Just because it was, like, really scary to be alone. Because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to, like, deal with all these emotions. And then I realized, like, oh, being alone with these emotions, you just go and you cry. Or you go and you get angry.
Yeah.
You go and you, like, it's like, that's what it is. It's like, it's not like something is going to, like, I felt like something was going to, like, attack me or something. Like when that I think about really going into my room and being alone at night with that, with all these things on my mind, like, I was so, like, scared of that. But it wasn't something that was going to jump out and attack me. I was like, oh, I can just journal about it. Write about it, like, do all these different things. I can read if I want to distract myself. Like,
okay, that makes me think so much right now. When you are a kid, which I have, you know, children in my house right now, but especially toddler, because Barrett's about 3, that's showing me a lot more than Tristan right now with emotions. When you're a kid and you get mad, right there in the moment, you're like,
oh my gosh,
I'm mad, mama. I want my truck, whatever. And you say you're mad. You say what you want. You might yell. You might stomp around. You might run around and go, hurr. You might make a word.
Or if you're my son Leo, you might start snarling.
You like might that. Growl. You might do all sorts of different things. But you're going to be like, I'm mad right now. And then when you're sad, you burst into tears. And you might be like, I need a hug, mom. And you ask your mom for a hug. You ask your dad for a hug. You cry about it. When you're happy,
you clap your hands.
When you're happy, you're cracking up, you're smiling, whatever the heck. When you're scared, you're like, mom, I'm scared. You run to your mom, you get a hug. You, like, how can we get out of the situation? But then as an adult, it's like we go through the day and we're like, wait, what do I do now? We're like, oh, I'm mad. Just shove it down. Oh, I'm sad. Shove it down. And then you get to the end of the day and it's like, what do I do with emotions? Oh, of course I know what to do. Ignore them and watch a show.
Yes.
But it's like what you need is you need to talk about it, journal about it, get a hug from someone, reach out to people for support. Like, I'm, you, like, do, who do you hug? As a kid, you reach out for support. You express yourself. You connect with people. Like, Barrett doesn't just run off by himself. He's not like, I'm mad. I'm running into the other room to watch a show. He doesn't say, mom, I'm so sad. Turn on the TV. Mom, I'm scared. Turn on the TV. No, I'm scared. I need a hug. I need to tell you. I need to fix the situation. But then we get older and we're like, what do I do with these emotions? But
we feel like they're going to attack you.
We knew what to do when we were younger. So it's like in adult life, though, we have we're with other people, right? We're in work situations. We can't always just express right in the moment. But I feel like what we need to figure out how to do is how to, like, file that away. I don't even know if you need a note. You need to write in your notes, like, process this later. Like, write down, like, I had a mad moment today, I need to process later. Like, keep a note of it. And then later in the day, you unpack it and you process it.
Yeah, I feel like it doesn't even need to be that long. Like, you literally go through in a journal at the end of every day and just be like, what made me mad today? What made me sad today?
How many things do you guys,
made me happy?
How many things do you guys think there are per day? I know this is kind of a hard question, that you need to process.
Not that many, I don't think.
I think a lot of it, like, today I'm here, and then on my drive home, I'm gonna process the podcast today and what we did. And then, like, on my walk this morning, I'm processing what's happening. When I'm making dinner tonight, instead of putting on the podcast, I'm, like, thinking about how I feel. Like, okay, I don't know exactly what you mean by processing, but it's like just being aware of what you're feeling pretty much
good and bad
throughout the day.
Bad. How many powerful negative emotional experiences, which is hard to tell because if you're so good at repressing it, you don't even know you had it sometimes, would you say you have in a day that would really, that you would like think of a child being like, I'm mad. If you were just to revert back to that state and go through your day, how many times would you be saying, I'm mad, or I'm sad, or I'm scared?
I think it depends on the day, but probably a
pretty good amount.
A few or several a day.
And like, yeah, if you process it in the moment as you're going, when appropriate, then you won't have as many to process at a more appropriate time later.
Also, something else that's really important to remember is that the emotions that seem negative, because that's how we've been conditioned in society to view them, they're not actually negative. And
they're not bad.
I read this whole article about tears once. I think I might have shared this before.
Oh, I love that.
About how when you cry, it releases like a hormone or something that actually relieves stress.
So
it's like your body is literally has this amazing physiological response to calm you down.
Yes.
It's like it's like you think of like an overheated computer. It's like, it needs to cool down.
You think
it's
of
like,
a car when it overheats, it's like a people fan. Put water on or something.
Yeah. We call them like negative, but really it's more like unpleasant because like people tell us we can't really express them. It becomes an unpleasant experience, but really it's just a natural part of your life.
Yeah, it's like, why would we be able to cry if we weren't supposed to?
So how many times, you would say a few or several times a day, where you actually are like, like, I'm trying to think today. Did I have anything today?
It depends on what
today?
Happens.
Yeah, it also depends the state of your...
I got annoyed because I freaking fell on the road. And I went, dang it.
Yeah, it depends on the state of your mental health, too, because I feel like for me, I could have the same day in two different states. If my mental health is really suffering, then everything is, like, makes me just want to, like, oh, I can't handle this. Whereas, like, if my mental health is in a pretty good place, it probably is, like, three or four things that kind of like maybe bother me, but it's not gonna like pull me down.
But also there's things that you'll encounter that aren't actually a negative thing that happened to you, but they are reminding you of something.
It's like a trigger.
It's a trigger of something from the past, and you're like, whoa.
And how much you're dealing with, like, how much your load is.
Like, my child might do something that's not actually difficult for me in the moment. Like, he might be scared of something. That's not hard for me to deal with. But that might remind me of a time when I was scared that maybe I wish had been dealt with differently. So that wasn't actually a negative experience for me in the moment, but that is something that I need to process later, because there's that part in there of me that wants like some comfort as an adult and wants to be worked through and like thought about and acknowledged. Mm-hmm. Like, it's popping up to be acknowledged.
I think especially as a parent, probably more things would come up because you're like raising a child.
Yeah. Or here's another example. I'm trying to think of my day today. It might be like, I was rushing around and I could go probably too in depth with this and think of too many things. It's like, you could think about when you were getting ready. Maybe some thoughts occur when you're getting ready. Like, you're putting your makeup on and then it's like, were my standards too high with myself? Was I being too like maybe judgmental or something? If you think about it.
Like your inner dialogue.
With your appearance. There's probably things during that time when you're like, you need to look like this. Mm-hmm. And, and you're so used to saying that. And then you're like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. And then to even think about, no, this is going way too deep. To even think about, why is it important to me to look like this?
Yeah.
And why did I want to look like this today? For what reason?
Well, it's weird because like this is an offshoot of that. But today I was doing makeup and I was like, wow, I look really good. And I was like, you know, God, thanks for making me look the way that I look.
And you're like, what does good mean to me?
Let me use this for good.
Well, then you're like, why is it good?
Yeah, to look good.
If I'm wearing makeup.
Yeah,
so that's
I don't
what I'd be thinking. I know, I'm taking it way too deep. I'm just telling you some thoughts that you could think about.
Yeah.
Probably too many things. Okay, anyway, don't go too far down there. Or maybe do. I don't know. So let's go to the next
only
part.
Only you know how far you need to go.
Yeah, I don't know how far I need to go yet. I'm figuring it out. So how did you end up spending your time that you would have been spending? I mean, the hours you'd spend on your phone, what did you do instead?
Oh, I read a lot.
I had so much fun.
Me too.
I really was transported back to being a kid. Like, I was having so many flashbacks to being a kid where it's like, especially
too.
Like us being homeschoolers, it's like, okay, I do my school for a few hours in the morning and then the whole day is like,
what do I
want to do for fun? Like, every day was like that, and I would go outside for hours and I would go play in the dirt with Alex and do like games with you guys or go rollerblading, whatever. And I was just thinking like that, which I haven't thought like that in years and years and years of like, what do I want to do for fun today? Because that's like my recreation time is just like watching stuff. It's like, oh, what's something fun? And so I realized like all I want to do is do like art things.
Yes.
Creativity. All day. You have that's a huge all I want to do.
Need for creativity.
Yeah. Like I was thinking so many things. I was like, oh, I want to redo my house. Ooh, I want to paint this wall. Ooh, I want to get back into painting. Oh, I want to start like upcycling my clothes. Like all these things that it's like little like things that I do think of throughout my life, like, oh, that would be fun. But I'm like, oh, well, I'll never do that. Like, when am I going to do that? When am I going to learn to sew or this or that? So I was just like, I did a lot of like writing and recording and just like playing the piano for fun.
Oh, so I basically played so just much like piano to pass the time.
Music and art and reading is what I did all day. And it was
it's
so
giving,
fun.
Giving Pride and Prejudice.
Fun. And like hanging out with people, but I already do that a lot.
It's so. Literally giving Pride and Prejudice where they're like, all the women in the book and the movie, they do like art. And yes. They do music. And they read.
That's all I want to do. Fun. It's so fun.
Okay, what about you?
Very similar to Lauren. The first thing I noticed was how excited I was about music, which it really made me sad because I felt like I was mourning the fact that I got out of my music love for probably a few years there. I don't know when that exactly started, but it was like I used to be this huge like hunter of music that was always like looking for cool songs and bands, and I would go to all these concerts in LA and then in Nashville too, like of just all these kind of underground bands, and I was always trying to find like up and coming people because I really liked the small concerts that felt really intimate and I wanted to go to more of those. So I just had all these playlists that I would make, and I'd make CDs for people all the time back in the day. Yes, Ariel knows I made her one. And I just lost that at some point. And it's really sad, but that person never went away. So it definitely started coming back. And I started making a nostalgia playlist.
Oh, I love that.
Of all these old songs. And I was just like, I've been looking for music again now. And instead of, and this is the biggest change I think that's kind of like coming, like still going, is just listening to music, like instead of a podcast, which again, podcasts are great. And I still love listening to them. But
well, it's just
not
being
the
more
whole day.
Thoughtful with your
instead of just being this robot that's like, it's time to fold laundry. Got to put on a YouTube video. Got to put on a podcast. Like just an automatic thing. Got to listen to someone talk, which isn't bad. But if that's all you do, I need to be able to have my own thoughts too.
Yeah.
And I'm just I'm getting back into my love of music. I was listening to Noah. How do you say his last
name?
Noah Kahn. What a
Post
soul.
Malone version of his song.
Yes, I was listening to his album. I was reading about the album. I was like, this is so cool. I don't know. It just inspired me. So
I could see you liking him.
Yeah, music and reading too. I was definitely reading, and I was listening to my audiobooks a little bit because I'll get a book from the library and then I'll download the audiobooks that I can kind of. I'll never finish in time with kids if I just do the paper book. Mm-hmm. So I listen in the car and then I was reading like.
How long can you have a book from the library?
3 weeks, but you can renew it.
Wait.
Three? Okay.
Yeah. And you can download, whatever, tell me later.
Yeah, you know, I just get them on Audible. But I just got an Audible report that was like, your reading is like way up. Yeah. And I was like, wow.
Yeah,
like,
Audible sponsor us.
And two, I think another thing that was great is that I was finding my Fly Lady cleaning routine that I'm still doing like 6 weeks later.
Catherine, 6 weeks? That's a landmark.
And I think that gave me this sense of stability. Thank you. I did notice that in this challenge, there was like my inner darkness was creeping up.
Yes.
And I was like, I remember there was one night when I was alone and Max was going to get our food, like our takeout. And I was like, what am I going to do? I can't put anything on. And I was so nervous. Like, I was nervous to be alone.
Yes, that was me. I was nervous to be alone.
But then he was gone and it was fine. I actually listened to this is something else I started doing, the Hallow Prayer app.
Yeah.
And I listened to like a prayer and a psalm and I was putting the dishes away and I was like, wow, this is actually way better. Like,
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, it was like, I got to, and then I think I put music on after that. Like, it was, I feel like, for me, answering the question in way too many words, music, prayer, and reading. Those are the things. And writing, too. Definitely creative. Ooh. Like, mainly writing. I feel like I was thinking of more poems, and I was actually, like, writing down more ideas for, like, essays and stuff. So, those things. It really is, like, what you used to love to do when you were a kid.
Yes.
For me, It was pretty similar. So I did more reading finally, which I never get to read. So that was like amazing. I just spent so much time thinking and I was just shocked every day. I just kept thinking, I can't believe how much I'm thinking. I can't believe how much I'm thinking. I kept thinking that. Think.
Your brain is such a, like, not that everyone else's brains aren't, but your brain is particularly loves to like think
analyze,
and
process,
analyze. Like you're built for analysis.
Yes. So I kept thinking and thinking and then music, it was really interesting. It was so weird. I was having flashbacks to teen years. I was like, oh my gosh. I used to just listen to music while I was doing stuff all the time and I didn't realize how much more fun it was.
Yes.
So I was getting ready listening. I'm like, this is so much more fun than my normal life. And then I was going through any random artists I could think of from like the beginning to current times of their career and like all their biggest songs. That was kind of just random, but I'm just like, I wonder where they started and where they ended up to kind of pass the time as I was doing stuff, just listening to music. And then I did more journaling than usual. And I think that was about, that was about it. I did feel like I was playing with my kids more.
I was going to say, I don't know if we have this question, but for you two, how did it affect your like mothering?
Yeah, it's too easy to just be like, oh, they're playing over there. I'm just going to go on my phone, even though I have to keep like intervening every other second. So this time I was like, well, I'm not going on my phone. So I just turn on music and then play with them. And it was great.
Thanks for listening to the Cimarelli podcast. To hear the rest of this episode, join our Patreon at patreon.com/Cimarelli, where we post every episode in full. You can also watch all of our past seasons and Patreon-only episodes when you become a patron.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Facebook and Instagram.